Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Light of the World podcast. This is Riley here, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about scheduling. And what I mean by that is scheduling and safety, because when you are blind, you do have a lot more vulnerability. You know, we do. Whether we want to admit it or not, we really do. And we have to make ourselves feel safe. We have to give ourselves the confidence to be safe. And so my suggestion to any blind individual, man or woman, I'm not just aiming this at women, because men are in danger just as much as women are when you can't see. So I'm going to say this to both genders here. Don't go out at the same time. If you go for a walk, if you're learning a walk, do not go at the same time, because there's psychos out there that will memorize your schedule. Change it up on them. Don't go at the same daggum time. That way, you don't have to worry about that near as much. I mean, you still have to be mindful of things around you. Listen to your surroundings. Make sure you even use your smell-o-vision, as I call it. If you smell a certain fragrance following you, or you just hear footsteps or whatever, take the appropriate precautions. You know, like I said, do the right thing for yourself. Do not have the same schedule. Don't keep going out at 7 p.m. every night. Change it up. Me and Kent did that. We wouldn't take our usual walk at the same time all the time. We always, always went at different times of the day, because you never know when some psychopath is going to be following you around. You don't want that. So make sure you have a schedule, but make it a flexible schedule so that idiots don't try stalking you and trying to harm you. Always change your schedule up. And if you walk at night, wear a reflector. I'm throwing that out there. Wear a reflector so that people do see you. Don't wear dark clothes. Wear a reflector. Especially, even if you have your dog with you, still wear a reflector. Because that's a safety thing. That's safety for yourself, as well as the people around you. That way cars can see, okay, there is a pedestrian over there with a reflector jacket on. Something that reflects so that the cars can see it and they know that somebody's over there crossing. So hopefully you found this episode helpful, and I will be back next week for more.